Welcome to the February issue of Gospel Gazette and this 5 to 7 minute audio message, A Word Between Friends. A Word Between Friends is made possible each month by the editor of Gospel Gazette, Lewis Rushmore, and other friends who truly care about you and your spiritual health. Friend, it is our prayer that you are actively seeking God, that you have deep in your heart an intense desire to hear His Word, and that you are putting forth an earnest effort to draw near to Him, James 4, verse 8. Let me briefly make some clarifications concerning God. When I speak of seeking God, I have reference to our Creator, the only true God, the God who fashioned us and animated our bodies with spirit and soul. Additionally, He created our vast, magnificent universe. We may profitably read the reliable historical record of God's creative power in action in Genesis chapters 1 and 2. When I speak of drawing near to God, I have reference to the same God with whom our fathers of faith walked, the God who made promises and kept His covenant with such ancient worthies as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. This is the same God who made promise to Abraham, saying that through his seed all nations of the earth would be blessed, Genesis 22 and verse 18. That promise found its fulfillment in the coming of Jesus, who came to bless each man, woman, and young person throughout the whole world. When I speak of hearing God, I have reference to the one who previously has spoken through His chosen prophets, but who has finally spoken through the authoritative voice of His Son. In the pages of the Holy Bible, God has revealed Himself, His plans, His purpose for you, me, and the entire human race. There in the Holy Text, we can read the message that Jesus brought from His Father to you and me. Let's move on now to our current discussion. During our past two or three visits together, we have been considering some of the purposes for Jesus' coming into our world. A valid question for our reflection is this: why would deity be so humble as to take on the form of a servant in human flesh? It has been noted previously that Jesus came to accomplish some remarkable things on our behalf. One of Jesus' chosen apostles, a man named John, wrote in the epistle that bears his name, 1 John 4 and verse 14, and I quote, "And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world," end quote. This can be safely accepted as a statement of purpose. Who sent the Son? Answer: God the Heavenly Father. Why was the Son sent into the world? Answer: to be the Savior. Again, why was the Son sent into the world? Answer: the Heavenly Father wanted to fulfill our dire need to provide the only Savior for the world of humanity. What then is the unique role of the Savior? The role of the Savior is simply to save, to deliver us from our powerful spiritual enemies, and to restore us to the safekeeping of our rightful owner, the one who made us, God. God's special messenger and angel advised Joseph of God's miraculous work and His plans when He said to him, "Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." Matthew 1, 20 and 21. Because of our sinfulness, we came to be in desperate need of a Savior. When we have lived in this world for a few years, when we transgress the will of God, we become sinners, just like Adam and Eve became sinners when they transgressed God's command. None of us, you see, are exempt from sin, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, Romans 3 and verse 23. Due to our sinfulness, we became separated, even alienated from God, our Creator, who loves us so. God's justice demands that sin be punished. This was a lesson that God wanted Israel to learn through all of their sacrificial victims that could never effectually take away their sins. Enter Jesus onto the world stage. Jesus, the only begotten Son of God, was tempted in all points as you and I are. He too was tempted with the three avenues with which Satan approaches you and me. That is, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. These are the methods of attack Satan used against Eve, the mother of all living, when she and her husband Adam succumbed and by transgression fell into sin, and consequentially brought death into our world. Unlike every other accountable man and woman, Jesus was steadfast and pure in heart, and refused to give in to Satan's devices. Because Jesus lived a sin-free life, he qualified to become, as it were, the Lamb of God, without spot and without blemish, who laid down his very life for you and me. This is the way John introduced him to his fellows. "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." John 1, verse 29. As we close out our visit, I leave with you the words of John. "Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us." Until next time, may God bless you in your study and meditation of His divine revelation. And if we can help you further, please contact us at Gospel Gazette Online. That is www.gospelgazette.com.